Well, in the studio with me this morning is Eunice Waller from Waverly House Gifts and Gallery. I don't know that we've had you on before to talk about anything here. We run the funding credits. We run the I run your events on Arts News, but I'm not sure that you've been in actually to talk about anything.
I haven't, Randy. This is my first time, and I really appreciate you having me on to talk about our event next Thursday.
And this is an annual thing. How many years have you done this particular one?
Well, we have had events to raise funds for charities here for over 20 years.
It's been basically every November
and
December.
We've been there 29 years, so yeah. We've had it for about 20 years.
And these are always like at the end of the year. So
at the end of the year, November, and this one next Thursday from 5 to 8 is called Palette to Palette.
P-A-L-E-T-T-E to P-A-L-A-T-E.
Right. That's correct,
so
yes.
What's the idea behind this particular exhibit?
All right. Well, this one, it's the palette of the artists, and we have 30 juried artists taking part in this particular show. They're from the region. And then the palette, of course, is the food. And we do have coming to this for an additional donation by our guests. We have certified chef de cuisine Marty Lowry with his new professional chef services coming to, so they can sample some wonderful food as well. What we're going to do is have folks purchase a plate, and then they can fill the plate.
As many times as they want.
That's right.
All right. Now, this is the annual benefit, as you say, for a nonprofit. You do it every at the end of each year. This time, once again, it is for a Sporting Chance. So let's talk about the Sporting Chance. And it's a local nonprofit. What is its mission?
Its mission is to provide an opportunity for young folks and adults to be an athlete. And they have year-round programs, and they are centered here in Springfield, but they're actually in a lot of counties in Missouri. And they have basketball programs, they have golf programs, baseball, track, whatever. And we really like this organization because on a $250,000 budget, they do so much. They have very little overhead, and we feel like every dollar we raise really goes a long way.
What their basic mission is to provide that kind of sports training and recreational programming to youth who are disadvantaged, abused, or neglected, or any person of any age with any disability, and also to senior citizens. So
that's correct. It's a big umbrella. And I became interested because my grandson plays basketball with this organization.
Ah.
So, my grandson has Down syndrome, and this is a wonderful opportunity for him to take part in a number of sports.
Now, the benefit includes this juried show. There are 30 artists, and there will also be a silent auction.
There will be a silent auction, and 100% of the proceeds of this auction goes to a Sporting Chance. And I want to thank the area artists because they have been so, so wonderful in donating to our auction.
Now, what kind of media are included in this particular exhibit?
In this exhibit, it's a real variety. We have, of course, many paintings, but we also have some kiln-fired glass. We have jewelry. It's an excellent variety, and that goes for our silent auction as well.
Now, are the items the regular items, or are there special items for the silent auction?
There are special items for the silent auction. However, Waverly House does give purchase awards, and with those awards, those pieces go into the auction. We pay the artist for their piece, and then they go into the auction as well.
Now, the other pieces in the exhibit, a portion of the proceeds from sales of them will be going to a sporting chance also.
A portion of the sales, and actually a portion of our total sales for that evening, will go to a Sporting Chance. And I might mention another fun thing we're doing that evening. At 7 o'clock, we have the Yes Troupe from Springfield Little Theater coming to sing. So we just have a lot of fun things going on. Folks can adopt an athlete, and this is to sponsor an athlete for one of the sports for the year, and that's for a $30 donation, and they will see the bios of the athletes, and they can adopt whomever they care to.
Excellent. Now, I'm not even sure we mentioned the date yet. It's next Thursday. Usually these are on Fridays, but this is a Thursday evening event, next Thursday, November 3rd, from 5 to about 8 p.m.
Right. It's a Thursday evening. We don't want to be in conflict with your benefit that's going on the next night on Friday.
Right.
So we have this one on Thursday evening, November 3rd, from 5 to 8.
Now you can call Waverly House at 882-3445 or visit waverlyhouse.com for information. Waverly House Gifts and Gallery is located at 2031 South Waverly. That's over near the National Cemetery, just off the corner of Glenstone and Seminole.
That's correct.
Just north of that.
Yes, we're between Cherokee and Seminole. It's one block of Waverly there.
Yeah, right. Just basically midpoint between Cherokee and,
exactly.
And Seminole. All right. Well, Eunice Waller from Waverly House Gifts and Gallery, if we left anything out that people need to know.
I think we've pretty well covered it, Randy. And if they have questions, just give us a call. And I certainly appreciate you having me on today.
All right. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Thank you very much.